And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me in the studio is Associate Director of Bands, Director of Athletic Bands, and a whole lot more, Amy Knops. How are you, Amy?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime you like. So we've got a big performance coming up in a week, 1 week from today. What's going on?
It's going to be really quick here. The semester just begun, but we're already having a concert. So make sure everyone gets to Missouri Theater to support our wonderful students. We're going to have another combination of our symphonic band, which is our second ensemble in the School of Music, mm-hmm. and our university band, which is our third band ensemble
right.
in the School of Music. The university band is co-conducted by two of our PhD students in music education, and they're going to be performing an array of classic wind band repertoire. And then my group, the symphonic band, this is going to be our third overall concert of my whole concert series this year called Empowerment. And this concert specifically is titled Rise.
Okay.
So we're going to do three selections. The first is by David Maslanka. It's titled On This Bright Morning.
Okay.
The second selection is called We May Rise. And that is arranged by Preston Hazard. Then we'll close the performance with a beautiful and moving work by Dana Wilson titled To Set the Darkness Echoing.
Okay.
And to set the atmosphere for the Maslanka specifically, one of the reasons why I chose it is not only because David Maslanka's music is so moving, but we unfortunately lost him last year. So this is a bit of a tribute, and his music always resonates very well with me. And he specifically talks about this piece being so engaging and at the same time very soulful. And it asks the conductor as well as the players to commit fully to the music making process and a very powerful feeling behind it. And he acknowledges throughout life, you know, there's always times of instability and transition. And he acknowledges specifically in this piece that struggle and the feelings of pain and loss that can be in those times of transitions. But on the other hand, the joy that can come into realizing the bigger life around this element of transition. And he writes, on this bright morning, life is new and life is possible. And he took a piece of an interview by Bill Moyers when he interviewed the poet Jane Kenyon, who herself suffered from chronic depression and eventually died of leukemia at 48, unfortunately. And part of that interview was, yes, there are things in life that we must endure that are all but unendurable. And yet I feel that there's a great goodness. Why, when there could have been nothing, is there something? How, when there could have been nothing, does it happen? There is love, there's kindness, and there's beauty. I think for a new semester, a new year, that's a beautiful way for us to rise to the moment and to contribute musically to our audience. Then the last piece, this was commissioned by a consortium of schools in the Cobb County, Georgia area. Mm-hmm. And that's right outside of Atlanta for our listeners who know that area. And that's a beautiful part of the country. And it's known for many things, but a primary association that one comes to term with is its keystone of the civil rights movement, and part because that was the home of mm-hmm. Martin Luther King Jr. And one of the reasons that Dr. King was so successful, and of course the civil rights movement has such an impact, is you know, through that nonviolent protest, he held a mirror up to ourselves, forcing us all to see how we, not others, were behaving. And Dana Wilson puts that at the heart of this piece. And he mentions that in this process, to use the words of the poet, Seamus Heaney, Dr. King would always set the darkness echoing and thus inspired profound change. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us in our personal and our social lives. We need not to be afraid to set the darkness echoing, for this is a process that we truly learn about ourselves and we come to terms with the truth in our lives. And so what we're hoping that the audience will come away with that renewed sense of commitment to their life, and then they can rise above whatever they may be.
What a great start to the year.
So,
and for February,
that's the direction
that's great.
We're going. Yes.
That's awesome.
It's beautiful. I'm really excited about this concert set. It's quick. You know, we only have a few rehearsals. After today, I was like, okay, we have four left. Here we go. but it's a good way for the students to rise to the occasion. So there's a lot of parallels.
True. Yeah.
A lot of parallels. So.
And you said this is the third in the empowerment series that you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a fourth? Or
there is a fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be later in the semester on Sunday, April 28th, where we will host the top ensemble from Cameron High School.
Okay.
Anne Goodwin is their conductor. And we'll give our final installment of this empowerment series. And it's called Peace and Unity. So after you rise up, the peace that comes to and the unity that can come as a result of that.
Very cool.
Rise and empowerment.
I love the overarching kind of, yeah, I love it.
I'm one of those people. I have to have
a
theme, a direction, some kind of a centered element to what we do and the purpose that we have.
Very cool.
So don't miss it.
No, don't.
Come
this
out.
Is coming up, and it's the Missouri Theater,
Missouri
Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's Wednesday, February 13th at 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Good deal. Okay, well, make sure you come out. This is the University Band and the Symphonic Band performing at the Missouri Theater at, again, 7 o'clock right here in beautiful downtown Columbia. Amy Knops, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about this show.
You're welcome. We'll see you there.
All right. We'll be there.